Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, August 11th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of local and regional news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is:
New Lantern Hill residents enjoy expert, personalized help and support. When Charlie and Lynn Lott visited Lantern Hill in New Providence, NJ, they liked it so much they decided to move there themselves. With help from the Erickson Realty and Moving Services Program, they sold their house quickly with the help of Lantern Hill's preferred real estate agents. These agents are fully vetted and provide valuable advice to ensure a successful sale. Priority list members can also receive a $2,000 credit toward moving expenses. Lantern Hill's sales team offers complimentary home visits to help residents space plan for their new home. Additionally, residents can work with a move manager recommended by Lantern Hill to coordinate packing, unpacking, and estate sales. With Lantern Hill on pace to sell out, prospective residents can coordinate the timing of their move to secure their desired home. Residents can pay only 10% of the refundable entrance fee and sign an interest-free promissory note to pay the balance upon the sale of their existing home. Charlie and Lynn are enjoying their new lifestyle at Lantern Hill, staying active and meeting new friends in the community. To learn more about the benefits of planning and moving services, request more information today. The Junior League of Boca Raton launches membership recruitment for 2025 to 2026 provisional class. The Junior League of Boca Raton is actively recruiting dynamic and service-minded women to join its 2025 to 2026 provisional class. Women interested in making a lasting impact in the community through volunteerism and leadership are encouraged to attend upcoming informational sessions. These sessions provide a chance to connect with current league members, learn about JLBR's mission, and explore opportunities for change in Boca Raton. Information sessions will be held at 6 p.m. on August 19th and August 26th at the Junior League of Boca Raton's headquarters. President Victoria Matthews stated, "We are excited to welcome a new class of women passionate about service and leadership growth." For more information and to join an event invite list, contact Lisa Warren, JLBR Recruitment Chair, at newmember@jlbr.org.
Ace Pickleball Club steps onto the court with First Nebraska location in Omaha. Ace Pickleball Club has opened its First Nebraska location in Omaha, catering to the growing demand for pickleball with a flat monthly membership fee. Owned by Liz and Michael Tangi, the club offers open play all day every day, eliminating the need to reserve a spot. The Tangis were drawn to Ace Pickleball Club for its inclusive space and innovative approach, offering something special to Omaha. With state-of-the-art facilities and cushioned courts, members can enjoy unlimited play, clinics, tournaments, and more. New players can join free introductory clinics to learn the basics and build confidence. For a hassle-free experience for all ages and skill levels, Ace Pickleball Club is the perfect place to connect with others and have fun.
At this week's MACO gathering, it's already 2026, and unpredictable is the watchword. The annual Maryland Association of Counties Summer Conference has evolved into a forum for policy and budgetary discussions, networking for local bureaucrats, and a venue for vendors to showcase services. With the critical 2026 elections approaching, Maryland leaders are gathering in Ocean City for strategizing and soothsaying. Governor Wes Moore and other incumbents are early favorites for re-election, with some facing little to no opposition. The conference is expected to be a hub of political activity as the state's top leaders come together for sand, surf, and political discussions.
Thompson Thrift breaks ground on South Tempe Square, outside Phoenix. Thompson Thrift, a nationally recognized real estate company, has begun construction on South Tempe Square, a 27,000-square-foot shopping center in Tempe. Positioned at a high-traffic intersection, the center will feature a mix of retailers, restaurants, and service providers. Leases have been signed with Burn Total Body Conditioning, Pacific Dental, Look Lab, Luna Grill Restaurant, The Slice House by Tony Gimignani, and Good Vets. With 75% of the retail space leased or in negotiations, the center offers a restaurant pad and two inline spaces for lease. Tempe, known for its cultural richness and recreational opportunities, is home to Arizona State University and Desert Financial Arena. Thompson Thrift, with a history of investing in local communities, is actively developing projects across Arizona, including Elliott Tech Center, German Commerce Center, Southbridge Marketplace, Point 17, Refinery at Point 17, the Maddox Stella, and the Gilmore.
Safari Soiree returns to Blank Park Zoo for a night of Jurassic fun and conservation. Blank Park Zoo in Des Moines, Iowa is hosting Safari Soiree, a night of prehistoric fun and conservation on September 4th at 5:30 p.m. Guests can enjoy food, drinks, and entertainment while supporting vital conservation efforts. A silent auction from August 28th to September 6th will offer unique items. The zoo's educational programs help families connect with wildlife and learn about conservation. Blank Park Zoo is committed to wildlife preservation through research, outreach, and initiatives like phone recycling for gorillas. Visitors can donate, volunteer, adopt animals, or participate in zoo programs to support the cause.
Nicolet Law partners with Green Bay Packers first-round pick Matthew Golden. Nicolet Law accident and injury attorneys has partnered with Matthew Golden, the Green Bay Packers' first-round pick and standout wide receiver. Known for his speed and leadership, Golden gained national recognition in 2023 at the University of Houston. His impressive performances continued at the University of Texas, solidifying his status as a top NFL prospect. Beyond athletics, Golden is a dedicated family man and community advocate, recently buying back his grandmother's home with part of his signing bonus. Nicolet Law values his dedication and character, reflecting their commitment to every case. This partnership highlights their support for the Green Bay community and Packers fan base, showcasing a winning match of excellence on and off the field.
UGI upgrades in Easton could provide opportunities to convert to natural gas. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to begin a natural gas main replacement project in Easton on August 18th. This project provides an opportunity for homes and businesses along the route to convert to natural gas. The work will take place on several streets in Easton, with construction scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Drivers, residents, and business owners may experience road closures, detours, and parking restrictions. Some interruptions to natural gas service are expected, requiring access to properties for inspection and equipment relighting. The new natural gas main installation is anticipated to be finished by early December, with final paving and restoration to follow. UGI encourages those interested in converting to natural gas to contact them at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information is available at www.ugi.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.